The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason is a timeless classic that offers fundamental lessons about personal wealth creation through a series of parables set in the ancient city of Babylon. Here are five key takeaways from the book. Number one, pay yourself first. Clason introduces the concept of paying oneself first, suggesting that at least a tenth of all earnings should be set aside as savings. This forms the foundation of personal wealth, emphasizing the importance of self-discipline in money management. Number two, make your money work for you. The book stresses that accumulated wealth should be invested wisely to generate passive income. Clason suggests that everyone should seek ways to make their money grow and multiply, emphasizing the importance of investing in ventures you are familiar with or fully understand. Number three, invest wisely. The Richest Man in Babylon warns about the risks of thoughtless investment. Clason advises consulting with wise men or experts before making investments, avoiding scams that promise huge returns with little risks or efforts. Number four, live below your means. Clason recommends the practice of living below your means and avoiding unnecessary debt. The principle is simple. Your expenses should be less than your income. This discipline promotes financial stability and allows the growth of your savings and investment. Number five, he talks about investing in self-education. According to Clason, knowledge is the key to wealth. Constant learning and acquiring new skills increases your ability to earn and manage your wealth effectively. It's important to invest time in learning the principles of managing personal finance, investing, and understanding the economy. In essence, The Richest Man in Babylon provides basic financial wisdom that, while simple, holds true across ages. It emphasizes the need for financial discipline, smart investment, and continual learning as key factors in achieving and maintaining wealth. Get this book and you will never regret. If you want to learn, if you want to invest, this is the book you should be targeting.